Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4. We haven't gotten canceled yet, huh? Isn't the internet great? Episode 4 of The Safe Word. Of course, I'm your host, Kevin Goatee, along with my lovely co-host, Monica Vita.
Oh, hello, hello.
Monica is texting during the podcast, which is a major no-no. But she'll put her phone down eventually.
There's a lot of major no-nos in this podcast. Oh. And this is probably the least one. Let's be honest.
Ain't that the truth roof? We're joined today, folks, by a couple of illustrious guests. Kenny Warrens, everyone.
Yeah.
Hey.
And everyone's favorite Greek, but not really Greek, Julie Kostaskis. Did I say that correctly?
No.
No, okay, not even close. Kostaskis?
No.
Let her say it.
Stop.
Bartokomous? Okay, got it.
Don't.
No.
Kostakis?
Kostakis.
It's simple.
Kostakis. Okay.
Three syllables.
You say Kostakis, and I say Kostakis. Okay. Julie Kostaskis, everyone. Thanks for coming here today, kids. How are we? What were we talking about today? Sunday, we're talking about, oh, I don't know, football and a little sex club conversation. If you've been down that road. No, we can't do a show. This is radio. What the fuck is wrong with me? By snapping the fingers like we're at a poetry jazz session. How many of you have been a sex club here? Snap your fingers.
Oh, you too?
Me too.
Oh,
me too.
I
knew
it. I could tell that you guys are into that. No, I'm kidding.
No, she is not. I wish. We've had opportunities. Anyway, Julie apparently was talking about her encounters. Julie, why don't you clue in the audience a little bit what some of the etiquette and the norms are at a strip club, at a sex club?
Well, it does depend on what kind you go to. I went to, I guess, would be a swingers club. And there's, I mean, everybody's very polite. There's the standard rules that everybody abides by, which is, no means no, and people get it, and basically you pick who you like, and then you have sex with them.
And how many people did you swap out with that night? Let's cut the bullshit, shall we, Kenny?
How many
Maybe
do you?
She's a voyeur.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Maybe she was playing DJ while watching.
Let's play by Price is Right rules. I'm going to guess, not counting the person you brought.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess one person at that club.
You assume that I had swingers sex club sex?
I do.
Why do you assume that?
That's what my gut says.
Your gut or your lower gut?
They both are in the same modus operandi.
Your outie belly button.
Interesting. Survey says?
Well, I want to know by snapping fingers who thinks that I had sex there. Really? The lady doesn't. The other lady.
Yeah, I've been sticking together the whole damn
thing. Commiseration amongst the race game.
With Kevin. We had to even shit out.
The answer would be...
I don't know if I want to answer that question.
Oh. This is the safe room.
No, it's not.
No. I don't feel safe right now. I'm in a corner huddled.
Listen,
covering
Kenny
all my
is
parts.
Not intimidating you, all right? Kenny is being a respectful gentleman. You shouldn't have to feel intimidated by anyone in this room, including me.
Here's the thing that I think with women is that, because Julie and I were actually talking about this before, because I'm actually curious about the whole situation. And I think my problem is I'm wondering if I can even enjoy it because I'm overthinking it. So I was like, I had like 20 questions to ask her. I'm like, well, what do you wear? Do you bring your own alcohol? So what is it like? What is the lighting like? Like, I think a guy would just be like, sex club? Yes, please. You'll go with me? Awesome. Like, done. Yeah. You know? I mean, and I'm sitting there like, well, I would have to get a mani-pedi because obviously, you know, like, I just overthink it. And then I'm terrified that I'm going to get there and just be like, ah!
Yeah, I will tell you, I'll tell you this. I shaved down there.
I'm listening.
Willing participant.
In preparation. For said activities, but what do you count as sex?
I'm going to go full-on penetration.
Nope.
One person, so no one you brought.
No, nah, I didn't actually engage in sexual activity.
How about oral activity?
No, I would, you know what, at a place like that, I would never
strange
put my
box
mouth.
Box chomping? No, thank you.
But I did watch a lot of box chomping, as you call it. I saw a lot of that. But it was interesting because there were two hot chicks that were clearly going to do each other. So I was like, ooh, I want to go back to the sex rooms because there's sex rooms. There's a bar area and then there's sex rooms.
Are
and,
they themed?
Like, you mean...
I don't know.
I can't, because I'm laughing at my story, I'm going to tell you. That's why I'm laughing.
Do you mean like how they look?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're zebra. The one I went to was very cheesy. Zebra prints. Oh, yeah. You know, all that kind
sounds
of stuff.
Sounds like a beauty bar.
Have you seen Kenny's Place? Because it kind of sounds like
no. No, I will not go. I will never go to Kenny's Place alone.
That sounds racist to me.
Oh. And that's exactly right.
Shit, Kenny, I tried.
Try harder.
Yeah, it was very corny. And it was interesting because I think that took a little bit of it away from me. Because that's not sexy to me. Like zebra prints.
Like
that just is too cliche. It was too cliche. So, like, I imagine a man, like, with gold chains, like, come on, then touch me, you know?
Like an Israeli guy with a lot of chest hair popping
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll make Which, you feel good.
Yeah. There, a lot of the guys there look like that. But, like, on the better looking end, they were not gross guys. This was a nice sex club.
Yeah. This sounds too PG-13 John Hughes for me. I don't want that.
What
I want down and dirty.
Experience,
all right. Since we asked about it. Here's a story. This story takes place, fuck.
A long time ago.
Like 10 years ago. No bullshit.
I
easily.
Know.
Easily. Oh, yeah, because my
not
situation.
Yeah.
My female roommate, as I call her. She loves when I say that. So I met this. Holy shit, this is off MySpace. This story happened because of MySpace.
God, that's gross. MySpace.
Yeah, so I met this chick. I met this chick in the city.
Chick.
Broad. You know, this hose hound, whatever the fuck you want to call her. I got those from Dumb and Dumber.
Sound
that
like
was on last
dad.
Night. Yeah. I don't say, I can't say.
I didn't expect you to say that. You sound like my dad.
He calls them chicks and broads.
Chicks, broads.
No, he calls them hose hounds.
Okay. Yeah. Any hoozy doozy. We met up. She came out to Jersey to hang out with me, and I was able to pull the same night bang, so I'll give myself a fucking pat on the back. Goddamn right. Snap to that shit. Snap to that. She was delightful. A screamer, too.
So
anyway.
Delightful.
Delightful.
Was she screaming no?
No. The pepper spray hasn't worn off yet. Anyway.
Jesus.
So, again, to date this story, she... Later on that week, after it all went down, she AOL instant messages me.
AOL instant
messages. Just to really give you an idea how dated this story is. Basically, it's like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing Friday? I'm like, I don't know. What's up? She goes, well, my friend from home, she's from upstate New York, is back in town. She just got single. She wants us to go to a club with her. Ooh. I'm like, okay. She's like, but you have to come. I really need you to come with me. In fact, it's like almost mandatory that you come with me. I'm like, what's the big deal? Like, why is it mandatory? And she goes, basically, it's a sex club. And I go, like, Bugs Bunny dancing in the moon, feet tapping. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Check my calendar and see if I'm available.
Yeah. So I'm like, cool.
Yes!
I counted to 15 before I typed an answer back. I'm like, I think I'm available. Meanwhile, I'm calling my friends. I'm like, dude, I'm going to a sex club. I'm going to be banging chicks.
You probably squirted just like when she wrote
Oh, there was a little fucking pre-cum coming out. I'm not going to bullshit you.
No,
it was ready to go.
Pre-cum.
Right, pre-cum. You know the feeling. Anyway, so.
I think we all sadly know the feeling.
Interesting.
Sad to say.
So I said, I'm available and I am ready. So. I told my buddy, he was like, I've been to one. She's like, she's going to bring you. She has to make the intros if she's down to bang anyone else. And I said, this is going to be great.
Oh, that's true. That's a rule.
Aha! See?
That's a very good rule. I should
right.
say
so
that.
Wait, when...
Women are the
aggressors.
Initiate. It is not the man.
Okay.
And I think that makes a lot of sense.
Right. Right. And I'm thinking Caligula's Palace. I'm thinking like at least a good solid Vegas 7.5 everywhere you look. We hold on. We get to her place. She has nothing to eat but one slice of pizza for me. I'm like, well, what's this going to do for me? I'm starving. I need some food here.
They have food there.
I will not. Listen, that's like eating in a strip club, all right? Are you going to eat at a fucking strip club? Kenny, ever?
Well.
Yes.
I ate. They had good
Man cannot live on pussy alone,
well,
right?
I eat before you go. Anyway, we get liquored up to no end at her place. It's a knock-knock place down like Wall Street area. And the guy goes, it's one of those, like, where you slide a little slit, you see like a pair of eyes in the doorway.
Ooh, cool.
And the guy goes, what's the password? I'm like, it's boner time? To which he shut the door in my face. But I thought that was fucking funny.
I
know. And she goes, let me try this again. So she gives the password. We walk in. We go to the back, like you were talking before. You go in the locker room. We brought booze. We came prepared. She obviously knew the rules of the game, the rules of engagement. had a few bottles of booze, made sure I got a fresh, clean robe as opposed to the jizz-stained, you know, cardboard fucking rock hard robes that people were had on. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm
your
giving a visual.
Your girl's taking care of you. That's
yeah, that's right. Well, what do you want, you know?
She really seemed to know what she was doing.
Her friend did. Her friend said, no, no, do this, okay. Do this. Yeah, she was a rookie. She was a rookie as well. We changed our robes, got the booze. Kind of like you go around the back so you don't see the action as you walk in. So the guy that her friend brought, he was all right, dude. We're just bullshitting. Of course, eyes are the way we were changing the locker room because that's what guys do. And we come out, booze in hand, and we're like, we're ready to fuck. And we walk out to the center of the bar, and it's like if the Port Authority had an orgy. That's what it looked like. Now listen.
Don't sit down. Don't sit on that.
Oh, I walk out. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sakes. Am I in Queens? What is going on here? And listen, I'm a decent looking guy. We were by far the Adonises of the fucking establishment.
It wasn't
even close. And it's funny because the girls are coming up to her and like, hey, I want to have sex with your guy. And she's like, fuck no. And the guys are coming up to me like, I'm going to bang your girl. I said, fuck no. And that's it.
Were you terrified that she would just be like, yeah, sure, have at him. Go ahead.
I would have changed. I'm like, all right. If you can
have him keep his boner with that nasty shit.
Oh, I was grossed out. But anyway, so then after a few more, everyone's rip-roaring drunk. And I'm like, well, we came here to do something. Let's just cut the bullshit.
Did you have a threesome?
No. Her friend was quite grotesque.
Aww.
Yeah. No. Her thighs.
There goes our lady.
Her thighs are like a bowl of gravy. I was not into that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Kenny's just drunk.
Kenny's like, Kenny,
gravy
bowl
is
gravy.
Good.
Gravy
is
good. Yeah. Not that kind of gravy. Hey. It looked like someone poured.
Like, I lit gravy up like nobody.
It with a biscuit. Sop it, sop it, sop it.
Yeah, it wasn't a delightful meal to be had. Trust me. It looked
had
like
a gravy around that biscuit. That's good.
It looked like whipped cream in a trash bag. If you really want to be obvious about it. All right.
Like wow. The Flex Force trash bag.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, I had a good sex club. I mean, my people were good looking people.
So why didn't you get
involved? I was instantly envious. See, there you go. Great question by Kenny Warren. Why didn't you get involved?
Because I'm a lady of pride, and
there is no such thing as pride in a sex club.
No, there's a lot of reasons, but I went into it not really wanting to get involved. And I wasn't with, if I were with a guy that I were sexing, then maybe.
Mm.
But I wasn't into, I don't know. Okay. I didn't feel it.
I feel that too, because if I were to go, I don't know if I would initially. Like
it's a weird, it's very surreal the first time you go, and they're just people banging.
So if you go back,
I freaked out.
If you go back, are you going to get involved?
Excellent question.
I don't know. It would depend on who I'm going with, and also if I'm more open to the idea of it. And also, you know, the more you do something, you'd be like, okay, so I'll just, you know, have sex this time.
She
could
just tell she's
normal.
Going to the grocery store to get some fucking, you know, vegetables.
True. It's true. I mean, the very first time is very, it's surreal. That's all I can really explain it as. I mean, guys have a different way of looking at stuff. They're just like, oh, sex, penis, vagina, go. And women are a little bit more mentally
that's
connected when it comes to attraction.
So what?
And it's a lifestyle
women,
for some of the women.
It is.
But what about when women, like, If they give you a BJ in the cab, that's showing spontaneity. That women have
that. No, sweetheart. You think it's spontaneity. That bitch has thought about it. She's like, this is what I'm going to do tonight because I think he needs a BJ in the cab because I think he might stray. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to roll his eyes back in his head. She's fucking thought about it. She's planned
on it. It's calculated.
Right? Am I right?
It is.
You think it's spontaneity. It certainly is not. You okay. Trust me.
And she knows you think it's spontaneity. And it's not.
Okay.
And I like how that was a humble brag. I believe that was what that was.
Yeah.
I guess you've gotten a BJ in a cab, which.
I thought that was the New York City way.
You're like, drive around the island once more.
That's called the New York handshake, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
What all are you paying for in your cab, not just rides?
Listen, honey, this dick's not going to suck itself. All right, let's go.
And he's tried. I've seen it.
What?
No,
Monica's making gibberish statements already. Anyway, so I'll finish. You said theme. I started laughing. Well, we decided to peel off and do our thing. And the theme of the room that we actually got into was gymnasium because it had all those mats on the fucking floor
Love
and the wall. What?
Did you go to La Trappe?
I don't remember the name. I really don't.
Because I heard it was down, it's a very downtown. Gross one. It's a really gross one.
Yeah. It was downtown. It was by. It was a Wall Street area. But yeah, it was in the mats. And I'm like, this sucks. I put my robe down so I didn't get fucking rug burned banging away. And that was the story of the theme.
So you participated.
Of course I banged
her.
Hell
yeah,
man. Well, but they
in
were
front
together.
Of people?
In front of her friend. And
did you like being watched?
I didn't give a shit. I was on my own mission, you know? I was drunk and I was like, dude, I'm like, listen, here we go.
A lot of people really enjoy the idea of spectators.
I might have flexed toward their general direction as I was banging her out, kind of like the whole Christian Bale American Psycho moment. Might have done that.
Like, I would feel
that's
a little
true,
pressure.
Yeah,
like,
I had an experience where it was a married couple, and they, you know, they didn't want anybody participating per se, so they didn't, you know, he was not allowed to truly touch or certainly not to have sex. She was not into wanting sex with somebody, but they felt like it spiced up their relationship to, like, have somebody watch and kind of be involved, like, in a sensual way, if you will.
Yeah.
But not, you know. But again, it's weird because, like, it's stuff where, I mean, I remember the first time I went to a strip club, I was like, oh, I'm totally cool. I'm totally cool. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I'm not cool with this. But not in a, you know, this isn't right, it's a sin way. But I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, first of all, I didn't realize that, you know, those girls are there to work. Like, you can't just sit there. Like, they're going to come give you a lap dance. And then I was like, I don't know what to do because, like, I don't want to be rude. So then I was like, well, your perfume smells lovely. What are you wearing? Like, I didn't know what the fuck to do.
What are you, quote unquote, studying in college?
I know.
I have a funny strip. I've been to a lot of strip clubs.
I don't doubt that now.
In different countries.
I feel like I did it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
You have to go with a group of girls and be like, weird party.
I think in the beginning, you start talking to the strippers like, so, what are you like in real life? I accept you. You don't have to do this. But then,
did your daddy hit you? My daddy hit me, too. I got an MBA instead. But whatever. It's not about me.
I decided to take my life to the level.
Well, if you want to know what to do at a strip club.
Oh, I know what to do.
We've got some etiquette here.
Well, listen, I'm from Portland, Oregon, which has the most strip clubs or
this
sex.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, this is fact.
All right.
The most strip clubs or sex shops per capita than any city in the country. So I consider myself an expert.
A connoisseur,
of strip clubs. And, you know, one thing that I noticed about New York City is that the guys that go to strip clubs here are aggressive. The young dudes, they tell me they wear sweatpants, no underwear, and they take a Viagra.
Oh, my.
Why would they take a Viagra? You want to get in and out at a strip club. That
they
want
to go in there. And
it's a marathon.
Just as many people as possible.
They go in there to kick up dust.
What kind of strip clubs?
I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm a barber, so they tell me these things.
Oh,
and yeah, it's aggressive in New York.
Wow.
Oh, my.
So I went with a friend who had that issue. Like, he was always trying to save a stripper. And we went to a strip club. I know.
Sorry.
It's really
like
sad.
Like the ASPCA for strippers.
Save a stripper.
That's sweet.
And they are there to work. That is what they do, and they know what to do. So I'm sitting there with him and this beautiful stripper. Like, they're all lotioned and soft and smell good.
Sparkly.
Oh,
I love it. I love it.
Just gorgeous, gorgeous one. Not even fake breasts, nothing. Just like this perfect lady. And she came up to me and did the lean in and was like, I think you're really beautiful. But that sounded kind of like a transsexual. I think you're really beautiful. She's like, you know, just gave me these compliments. And my friend was like, I'm going to pay for a lap dance for you. And I was like, well, okay. So she took me to the back, and then she was like, oh, are you into girls and all this stuff? I was like, no, but I do like you. You have a great personality. And
he's
then,
like an English schoolmarm.
That's how I
you
felt.
You seem lovely.
Cheerio, pip-pip.
That's how I felt. So then I finished, and I was like, wow, she's so into me. If I were into ladies, I would have been all on top of that. And then later, she walked by. She ignored me. And I was like, oh, my God.
She was
saying those things.
She was just working.
To get in my pocket. And it was nothing. It meant nothing to her.
You're just a customer, Julie.
I was just a customer.
So you feel how it is to be a man.
Yeah. Like, if you go in with low self-esteem, I get it.
Because I feel like the strippers are even more forward with females.
They are.
You know, so like
you can be.
Well, but I just mean like, you know, you can touch them.
Yeah.
You maybe make out with them, and then there are clubs where like again they'll fucking break your kneecaps as a guy if you do that. So, you know, it's. Yeah, they can totally play it up. But they are working. Yeah. They're definitely working.
They're working. But what was interesting, too, if you go to a strip club, is men there will hit on the lay people that aren't the strippers. They're like, oh, she'll do it.
That's
the low level.
But here's the thing, too, I learned, and you'll probably back up on this. The hottest women in the strip club are not the strippers.
It's
the bartenders.
Yeah. The bartenders are hot.
Because why? Because they don't have to be.
Because you can't see their C-section scar. What?
Oh, okay. And that's true. That is a very good point.
Hey,
C-section and thank you
scars
for that.
Are sexy.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. That and gravy thighs. What do you
the
like?
There was one time, it's funny, we were, this trip, my buddy's bachelor party, I know it's like 7 years ago, and the girl was, she was beautiful. Like I'm not a strip club guy. I can count on two hands how many times I've been to a strip club for a non-bachelor party event.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, and this girl is just a fucking Vegas 9. And she's bullshitting them. She goes, oh, I'm going through school. I'm like, oh, save me your fucking nonsense. She said, I'm going to medical school. And then I was a pharmaceutical rep. Now I'm medical sales. And I'm like, really? I'm like, you're a doctor. You're training to be a doctor. Yeah, I am. Okay. And I was asking her some questions about drugs, and she got every one of them dead right. You have to know your shit to know that. I'm like, oh my God, you actually are studying to be a doctor. Now I'm even more intrigued.
Now I love you.
Yeah. Now I'm like, but this song is over and I'm not paying for another dance. She's like, no, we should hang out. I'm like, oh, yeah. I got this one.
We should hang out
because
I still have
loans. Oh, she's like, I got 40,000 in debt already accrued. This is only semester number one. I'm like, this is not me problem. This is a you problem. Now listen, Polish princess, go back to grinding on in my buddy's lap. Thank you.
I wonder if I would have had the balls and thought I had the body at that age if I could have just like fucking made a shit ton of money. Yeah. Some of these girls, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it.
It's a lot of money.
I know.
Never too late to learn how to read.
Yeah, I'll be the MILF part of the entertainment.
I'm thinking about opening up a strip club called Cougars. And
yeah!
Old ladies grinding on poles for as long as they have stamina.
It's 25 and under to get in. They'll love that.
That's funny. That's
we
a funny
thought.
No,
call it teachers.
Ooh. Everyone wears a Catholic schoolgirl pigtails.
And then all the waitresses and bartender girls can wear like the cute little like school uniforms.
Yes.
You hear that? Yeah, that's what we fell in love with.
Let's
oh, boy.
That's teachers.
That's a fun thought. Everybody has that fantasy. But the ultimate thing is not how you look. It's if you're enjoying it. Because when I went to strip clubs and the women were enjoying it, I was just like, ugh, this is awful. I feel terrible for them.
Like the
but in
eyes.
Mexico, those ladies that strip club were into it. And I was like, this is hot. She was so into it.
Oh, yeah, so you said, like, different countries. So
Mexico.
Have you been to Amsterdam?
No,
I haven't.
Hot shit. Good times. Big fan.
That's interesting.
Amsterdam's awesome.
There you go.
I went to the only strip club in the country of Cameroon, which is in Africa. For those
oh
of you
my
who
God.
Are not
humble brag.
What the fuck?
Oh, you went to Africa?
I was a Peace Corps
you
volunteer.
Went to a strip
oh,
club
I was
in
like,
Africa?
What the hell?
It was the only
do?
One.
You
and
went
it
to
was
a strip club
very,
in Africa?
I did. And then I went to ones in Paris, which are awful.
Yeah.
Why are they awful?
Oh, it was
I thought
so
they were all
bad.
About sex.
Not the one I went to. They were not into it, and they danced too long with clothing on. It was just weird and awkward and not sexy.
Julie was the one woman in the club who was like,
naked.
Take it off, bitch!
I want to hear about the Cameroon strip club. Did they have the plates in their lips? Were they kind of like Bushman dancing?
No, you racist man, you. No, this is not what it was.
That was crazy. That was.
It was interesting. There's
Cameroon is not exactly a well-developed nation, let's be honest.
It's not like that. There's certain parts where they have that, but not everybody's running around with plates on their lips. They're wearing
like
Western clothing. And everything.
Portland,
they're doing
that. No, it was just the lady in lingerie, and she was doing a very traditional Cameroonian dance, which is, especially here, would be considered, I guess,
twerking.
Yeah, and she was doing that alone on
She's
a stage. And we were like in stadium
twerking.
Seating, which was kind of weird. It was very different. But
stadium
yeah, it was
seating.
Strange. And it wasn't very interesting or arousing because what was really fun was when you went to a Cameroonian club and there would be a woman there dancing and she'd be dancing like on a man's face and there would be two ladies on. Like that was good.
Like a regular club or?
A regular dance club. And it
they
would
do that in Eastern Europe, which I didn't realize. Like they have girls kind of. Like it's a regular dance club.
At the sex club, they had a lady like that too.
But these are. I mean, I didn't realize. And it was awkward because. This was a long time back, but I went with I went to Prague with two of my friends.
Good times.
And they actually three of my friends, three guys, me and three guys. And we went to a dance club. Like, we were like, you know, we went and saw the city and let's go out, let's have drinks. And it was totally fine. And we were dancing, totally fine. And then all of a sudden, these two girls get up on kind of tables or whatever. And then they start dancing. And, you know, all the guys all of a sudden are like, oh. And then they start making out. And I was like, oh. And then they start stripping.
Okay.
And I was, you know, that's what I'm like, that's not first, normal. Well, first of all, it became really fucking awkward with me and my friends. Because I was like, yeah, no, don't even think about touching me tonight. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, this, so, and then quickly we realized, like, oh, this is club sponsored, so to speak.
Yeah. It's always to get somebody in the mood.
Yeah.
You were asking
like,
about,
you need that at a club?
You were asking about Amsterdam here. I will share an Amsterdam sex club story, if you may.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear one.
Okay. I've heard it's, like, that's super fucking freaky.
It's hilarious. I laughed my balls off. We go into one club, and the girl, it's basically a bar, and we saw the people fucking. Okay, great. Nothing crazy. But what really got me, pshaws and fraternity, I saw this bullshit myself. But what really got my interest was the banana show. For those of you who've never played the home game of the banana game, well, quite frankly, a girl comes on a bar, and I was sitting next to these guys who happened to be American, and she goes, me and this other guy I met in Spain, he's a cool dude, we met up again in Prague, he's like, yo, let's go to the club, blah, 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 we're hanging out. Girl comes up to us and goes, hey, do you want to do the banana show? I'm like, what's the banana show? She goes, basically, I put a banana in my pussy and you eat it out. I said, I will pass. But the guys next to us, the American guys we never met, go, we'll do it. So she jams a banana in her cooch and they eat that shit right out of her fucking cooch. And they pay to do it too. How about that?
I think it's cooler when they do a roll of quarters and then just totally fucking like spray money all over the audience.
Who needs to do laundry? Ching, 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 ching.
I don't know.
Machine gun style.
It's kind of. I think that's fun. Like, it's nutritious.
Do you think that banana with all that kooj juice on there has any nutrients at all in there?
Well,
worthwhile?
I'm sure whatever you just called the juices kooj is also juice. Nutritious as well.
I think hers has a good case of Hep C floating around inside of her.
You have a negative image of women.
I do not have a negative
image. No, just the performance sex clubs.
Why do you?
She looked like she was beaten and left for dead and decided to dance
Does
on stage
that
after.
Does make her a bad person?
No, it makes her a dirty person from all the track marks on her arm.
Come on, you made that up.
I didn't make that up.
Are you sure?
I saw track marks.
All right.
Lawyer!
Although, nice try, counselor. I thought because it's legal in Amsterdam that,
yes.
You know, they're checked and stuff, and they're probably cleaner than anything here.
They are checked. Germany's more stringent, surprise, surprise. They have the bands around their arms. I think it's like a red band that shows.
They love bands there.
I knew that joke was coming. I knew. I'm like, here we go again.
Whore band.
No, really, it's a gold star.
Yeah,
it means you're good. It means you're clean. We promise.
It means you get some of the special
you
carnival.
Germans, you're
there's
funny.
No clean prostitutes. This can't be. There's no clean.
I disagree.
There's no clean strippers.
I disagree.
There is no clean women. We're all fucked. How about that?
We're all fucked.
I don't know you, but you get blowjobs in the back of a cab, but you're clean because you didn't get paid for it. I think that's such a hypocritical comment.
You paid for the cab ride.
And there was a whore in that cab, and she sucked my dick. It was the best cab ride I ever had.
She was a respectable woman that wanted to leave an impression on me.
So she's respectable.
And a little cold sore.
So let's get down to our guest. Julie is a single mom and a comic.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. I mean, Dating a single mom is going to have its interesting moments. As a single mom and a comic, how do you bring about guys that you like and say, you know what, I want to bang this guy. Or I just want to, you know, let's just get down and dirty here. I want to take this guy home, but you've got one child or one?
Just one.
One. Okay, you've got a kid at home. How do you make that move so you make it happen, so you can bring someone back?
That's a really good question because I didn't know how to for a long time. So the first thing when I first started getting out there again, which took me a long time.
How long?
Like 2 years.
Okay.
It really did take a while because I just in my head, first of all, I didn't have a job. Like I was just working so much stuff out. So mentally, I was just not ready.
Yeah.
And in your head, when you're especially like an alone mom, I say I'm an alone mom because there's no dad involved. It was just like this thought like, well, no one's going to think I'm attractive.
Then I got over that, and then I was like, well, no one want to be with me in a relationship. And then I've gotten over that as well. But I started doing nooners.
Nice! Big fan of the nooners. See, I'm a fan of a metalcore. We know all about the nooners. Really?
That was my first step into sex. I was like, I'm not bringing anyone home because I don't want her to wake up and see that. I mean, that would be traumatic for me anyway. So I started off with nooners with someone who wasn't too far away from my office. And I was like, okay, this is really fun. Like, that worked out well for me. And then, because I started dating someone, and I was paying for a babysitter, and I was like, this is just too much money, and I was kind of losing interest. And so I finally gave in and would sneak. What I do now is I sneak people in.
Mm. Like, you're 16 years old in your parents' house again.
I sneak people in at night.
Duct tape their mouths.
And then I make things happen, and then I sneak them out. That's what I've been doing, because unless they are worth a babysitter, which is hard because I do comedy at night, I'm paying already for that.
Yeah.
It's really hard, but that's what I've been doing. I've been very sexually active, but now relationship-wise, I don't know how that will work.
You're like the black ops if you're getting dick. Bagging and tagging, like, throw him in the van! Throw him in the fucking van! Zip ties and a fucking gang, bring it back. Boom, bang, goodbye.
It's like ninja sex.
Yeah, see? Ninja. Black Ops Dick, that's her new name. That's great.
Shit, but lots of sex.
Nooning. I love nooners.
And if anyone's like, I know nooners are really fun, love but it's them. Hard to get someone who is in the right proximity to where you are at that time to make that happen. So right now I don't have that going on. But that was my favorite.
I'll explain for those of you who don't know what a nooners are. Again,
if you don't know what a nooner is,
basically,
you're not living.
Right.
You probably don't know why you're listening to this podcast.
If you are a pharmaceutical or medical sales rep, we love nooners because we meet other female reps who are in our territory, bring them back to our house or their house, and at 12 o'clock-ish, hey, you want to go out for lunch? No, I'm getting late. See you later. I'll see you at 1:30 in the next doctor's office. That's what it is. You meet at someone's house and you smash.
My ex-husband did.
Right. What kind of job do you have where you could do nooners, though?
That's an interesting question.
Well, I have a flexible schedule.
I bet.
Okay.
At an office.
What career, might I ask? What field? That's what we're trying to find out. We're not asking
all
for your place.
All get lunch breaks. It just depends how you use it.
Yeah, I don't think you're working
you
at a construction
site. You
can go
shove a sandwich in your face or you can get dick. Come on.
I'm actually an attorney.
Aha! Your Honor, I move a change of venue to my bedroom. And the jury should be remanded. Thank you very much.
Per se. Per se.
No, but it was fun. It's fun to have the nooners. I push for the nooners. And,
Can I ask you a question, though? Like, because if it's good sex, I'm, like, fucking spent. Like, I can't go back and, like, get my head back in the game. That's tough. That I struggle
it
with.
It is hard. I think that you do have to recharge, but...
You're kind of like, I would rather still be getting laid.
So then Julie goes for a nooner, comes back and goes, Jesus Christ, I'm starving. Like, wait, didn't you just go out for lunch 20 minutes ago? Actually, I did, but it wasn't
like
a cool...
I'm sitting in a meeting like, fuck, I think I have cum in my hair.
But I come back...
Kenny's face is priceless.
I come back to the office with a smile and ready to do some work. I am happy doing the crappy work that I do after I have a good nooner.
What about a bad nooner? What about bad nooner?
I haven't had a bad nooner.
You don't do bad nooners.
I haven't had one. I almost had one, but then we did it 2 more times and it was fine.
Translation, he came too quickly.
No, it was just, I don't know what went wrong. It was our first
time. There's a lot of pressure with the nooner.
Yeah, it was weird.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah, it was weird because the first nooner guy, we had been together at night once. And then our second time, the second time, because we'd already done it once, was the nooner. And it was great. And I was like, wow, I'm going to go have a coffee and walk back to the office. It's great. And then the other guy was the first time we were together was during a nooner. And something was off, but then we did it again, and it was fine, and it went well.
I think the ideal thing for you would be a sex club nooner.
There should be a daytime. There probably are, right?
A daytime sex club.
There's daytime strip clubs, are there not?
Yeah,
though
that's the C squad.
It's the C squad.
C squad.
So I have to find it, but I don't know. That's different though, because that means
business idea.
A guy there, which I'm not gonna like.
Do you have the same nooner? Is it one guy? Or do you have a rotation for nooners?
No. It was one guy first, and then that ended, and then it was another guy.
It's a relationship.
And that ended.
So
I haven't had
a nooner
in a long time.
You're not a cheater nooner. You're a
relationship
nooner.
I am really like a one person at a time person for the most part.
You gotta be.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't really like to mix it up. I think it's better, even physically, it feels better, too, because your body conforms to said penis. right. So the size of it is not necessarily that big of a deal.
The next multi-million dollar question I have. Do you seek out other, like, dads who can relate? Or to go for the single guys who are just looking for some action?
Well, if I'm looking for a relationship, they should have some child, some experience which they can understand what I'm going through, which I have not encountered. I haven't met anyone who I feel is relationship material yet because I just feel like they don't get it. I don't think they know. Mm. They're either too gung-ho, and I'm like, you should be scared of me, and you're not. So something's not quite right. You're not thinking. I really, as far as like single dads, it sounds really hypocritical, but I don't want to date someone who has kids.
Interesting, because I thought the whole mutual role.
I mean, if I really like someone, rules are always out the door, but to engage in that, I don't, because then I have to deal with an ex-wife or an ex-girlfriend.
That's the problem, it's not the kids.
I love kids, but when there's an ex, the kids are going to be more problematic, and you always have, that ex is there forever. Forever. Unless it's a really good ex, which is unusual.
And then she's going to be like, if things get serious, then she's going to be like, well, you know, our kids should matter more than her kid and da-da-da. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it's more pulling you apart than pushing you
It's
together.
A lot to deal with. I would prefer a single guy, but then that's got its own issues.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. First. I'm kind of in a bad place.
Now, Kenny, from dating, do you make it a point to go for single moms because of that logic that can apply, or do you steer clear?
I don't really like single moms as much because you gotta do, because New York women don't hesitate to ask you to pay for the babysitter.
Mm.
So like,
I have never asked for anyone to pay for my babysitter ever.
You don't live in Harlem.
In fact, people have let me pay for them, which is not okay and it's a deal breaker. But yeah, I've never asked anyone.
Well, I mean, you know, if like she said, if the woman is like worth it, you put up with whatever. But
yeah.
Going in, like, I would rather not deal with, and I'm an older guy, but I would just rather not deal with a woman and a small kid.
Yeah.
If they're older, you know, then, you know, whatever. But if you got to pay for babysitters and all of that, it becomes a headache.
Mm.
That makes sense to me. I don't get it. Why anyone would want to deal with it. I really
See,
don't.
I've had friends
Why?
Who do nothing but go after single.
Why?
I don't know. That's when I did. I heard, like, oh, I'm a single. Like, ah, I'm
do
not interested.
Say, just
because the whole kid
I've
thing.
I've been sat there and this is not. But no, is it because they feel like they're a little bit more desperate and, like, they're low-hanging fruit and so they can kind of. Like, is there that assumption?
Yeah, those
place?
Guys I know are more desperate. They're just Wait, trying to. That's
no,
yeah.
No, not
no,
that.
Right.
But like, do they think that like a single mom is going to be more desperate?
No.
And that like they know she's obviously maternal.
Well, the old joke about a mom is, well, you know, she puts out, so that's her whole.
That's right.
Yeah.
No.
Or she may go to a sex club. One of the two may happen.
Or a lot of strip
she
clubs, like in
Cameroon.
Condoms? Not in my household.
Julie has like a separate like international strip club passport.
Oh, yo.
She's like the fucking IHOP of strip clubs.
If you want to get in Julie's pants, just say, listen, I've been to a strip club in Cameroon. Those panties will come off at 12:01 p.m. next Monday.
Like, I can twerk better than any of those bitches in the stadium.
So you're saying twerking started in Cameroon.
I think it's definitely not started with Miley Cyrus. I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
she doesn't even do it well.
That looked like two chicken cutlets screaming out for help.
Don't you think that Miley Cyrus looks like when Bugs Bunny would dress up as a woman bunny?
Hey, sailor.
I love that joke. Anyway, so what have you ever been caught banging someone by your kid?
No.
Anything
that will never happen.
Okay. What if he gets, you know, oh, I got home sick today, and comes home and...
Well, she's not old enough yet, so...
Oh, shit.
Never say
yeah.
There goes that.
And
never
she, at this
never.
Point, she wouldn't know, and I would just feel awful and probably, like, be like, no more sex for you for a long time, Julie, to, like, punish myself. I would feel awful.
I think also probably, I mean, I would assume the challenge, too, is the, you know, there are obviously complexities around adult relationships, and to... bring somebody in, introduce them to your child, kind of have them, you know, more or less become a part of your everyday life, and then, you know, should things not work out,
yeah.
I mean, a child doesn't understand
no
adult relationships, so then again, it's like somebody was there, now they're not.
Yeah, that's why
I just mean mm-hmm. to ask, like, so was the father never involved?
Never involved.
Okay, so she hasn't had that experience
no.
per se.
But there was one guy who it was kind of funny what I did. He was coming over regularly at night, not meeting her. And I thought, I need for her to just meet him in the instance that she, like, sees him or something. And it's not like, who is this strange man?
Yeah.
So one morning, I kicked him out. And I was like, come back. So you being here in the morning would be, like, not a weird thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Come back with some donuts and coffee and bagels and shit. Like, make it worth your time.
So, and I was like, we'll meet with group with a group setting. So, like, the neighbors came downstairs and he came over. And she just was immediately drawn to him. Like, she kind of knew, kids like read things very well, and they, like, feel what your feelings are for people, I think. And was drawn to him right away, and she really liked, and then she would ask about him, not in, like, I miss him, but I was like, wow, it does not take long for a kid to get attached and think about somebody.
Yeah.
So then I made the decision, like, I thought beforehand, okay, only when I really, really know is anyone allowed to spend time with her. Because she knew the difference between him and just a friend.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. Kids are very perceptive.
They're very perceptive. Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you know, because I've had friends go through divorce, for example, and they have, you know, young children. And there's this tendency to think, like, kids don't get it. And I'm like, no, they can't articulate it.
Yeah.
They get it. Sometimes they get it way more than we do, frankly, because they don't have a lot of the inhibitions that we have and the walls that we put up.
Yep, yep.
Mommy, where's your fuck buddy tonight?
No. Oh, that would be so sad.
She's like, he's on probation. He came
too
soon.
Why is he trying to kill you? No, it's just missionary. A little choking. Mommy likes it that
Mommy,
way.
Mommy, why do you have bruises around your neck, Mommy?
Oh, God. I don't like that anyway. But I did walk in on my mom when she was dating. She's a single mom. And I was like, what is he doing to her? And it really upset me. And the next day, I got my Barbie doll. And I was like, why don't you like this Barbie? You should go out with this Barbie. Because I wanted to leave my mom alone. So in my head, I'm like, I will never let that happen.
You know what? That makes me so happy. So I'm an only child, and I think I was like Immaculate Conception part due. And it makes me really happy that, like, my parents actually slept in separate bedrooms because I know, like, I had friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although now that I think about it, there were those times where I would, like, wake up in the morning and, like, my dad would be in bed with my mom, which it would be normal. Yeah. It would be a normal scenario. And I never thought anything of it because obviously they were married. But now, like, as an adult, I'm like, oh, good for him. He got a little
Did they just not want to, did they not like snuggling or being in the same bed?
They didn't like each other.
Oh.
They really, yeah. So it was basically what was told to me was like, my mother had a bad back. My father snored. He liked to stay up late. She liked to go to bed early. So logistically, it was just better that they not sleep together.
Interesting.
And now as an adult woman, I'm like, oh, poor daddy. I was like, oh, he really didn't get a lot. I hope he got some side action. I'm much more positive about relationships and sex than, like,
my...
So but, you won't make a guy wait. You're going to put out for him.
Oh, she's
a
fucking
little rat. No. I'm going to put out for
Look
me.
Look at this guy. This guy needs
And I'm going to be unapologetic.
Want to take him to a sex club, Julie?
Listen, I'll tell you this. I have enough... No, here's the real deal, though. I have enough guy friends where we have very frank conversations. I've had married guys hit on me, and we've not done anything, but we've had very frank conversations. And I have realized, for better or worse, you know, men are very simple creatures. You fuck them and you feed them, and they'll stick around. They might even be, you know, monogamous to you. And it's really simple. It really is.
Yes, we are.
And I don't say that in a derogatory way. I'm just saying, like, it's... So I've come to just kind of... As I get older, I'm like, am I going to fight it or am I going to work with it, you know? Mm. But the problem is, and this is what I try to explain to the guys, is that as a female, if you're in a relationship and he has... If you feel like he's disrespected you or he's made you feel bad, it's not... We don't withhold sex because we know you want sex and so we're going to withhold it. It's very hard for us to have sex with you when we feel like outside of the bedroom you've disrespected us, because there's definitely a power play happening in the bedroom. Hmm. I don't know. Like, I'm gonna get the other female, Kevin, to weigh in. No, I'm kidding.
Waka waka waka.
I had to.
Julia's never withheld sex ever.
No, you know what? No, actually, that makes me angry.
That's up.
Yeah, it makes me angry when I do hear women. Like, I've heard women in relationships or married women literally say, like, you know, that they're withholding sex. And I'm like, well, then you should not be surprised when he cheats on you. Like, that's not the pawn that you should play.
Yeah.
That is so very true.
That's a slippery slope.
And it also, really if you expect him to cheat on you, cut your hair very short, like a boy haircut. Hey. That'll really get him running for the hills.
Stop.
Halle Berry is one of the sexiest fucking women.
Okay, how many women look like Halle Berry running around here?
That's a very good point.
Thank you. And lawyered again. I should have been a fucking lawyer. No,
just kidding.
Actually, you have the makings. But I have an opposite. A man withheld sex from me.
That's hot.
I'll tell you why.
To teach you a lesson.
He was teaching because
see?
I was not quite invested in the relationship, and he knew. And he came over, we were trying to mend ways, and I did just want like a more
dick.
I wanted that, but I didn't really want the relationship.
Yeah.
And so he wouldn't
Did
let
he
me.
Feel
and
you?
I got yes. really pissed off.
I appreciate him for that.
No. That guy and I can drink beers any day of the week.
Yeah. Way to play it, buddy. You get it, buddy.
Why'd you come over then? But then but we had that moment of he was like, I just want to make sure you really like me.
Oh, so his pussy ways. Was a little bit bleeding that day. Oh,
yeah. Like, my eyes are up here, Julie. Stop looking at my crotch. I feel so used. I'm a person.
That was basically what happened.
You were like, you might be gay.
And I got my hopes up for nothing.
Oh, this is a Hallmark TV movie moment.
Aggressive. You should have been aggressive.
You should have ripped your pants off
one
and taken care of business.
One time I did, and he was like, that was the best ever. And then the next, I was like, I guess I shouldn't. I'll be respectful.
Air quotes.
What is respectful anyone got anyone?
Man, that
nothing.
No one gets anywhere from respect. Okay? Just keep going for what you know. Go for the crotch.
Respect gets you a TBS, like, Fried Green Tomatoes Sunday Marathon, that shit.
Right, yeah.
That sob story.
Go for the crotch.
You've got male nonsense. Oh, being a single mom and a comic, how do you balance that?
I have become, like, a pro at time management. So, if I know I have a show at night, I usually leave work early during the day. I make sure to get FaceTime and hang out with the kid. But a lot of shows are after hours, so she's in bed. I just try to make sure she's in bed before I leave, and then it's like nothing happened.
Right.
So that it's not as hard as you would think. It's just having to pay for someone to sit there while she's sleeping.
Right.
And then rushing home to make sure you don't have to owe too much money. That's what's always on my mind. And then getting back just at the right time, so there's no question as to should we round up or should we round down. So it's just a babysitter issue.
All right, before this gets on a next Oprah tangent here.
Hey,
holy shit.
Man, that was sensitive.
I was like, I could see Kenny. We're starting to get a little bloody down there. Oh,
hey,
boy.
I know. Let's talk about interracial.
That's exactly what I'm
talking about. Interracial relationships.
I'm like, this shit. See, Kenny had to jump in. This is a nice little conversational, but Kenny and our eyes are starting to glaze over just a little bit. I'm like, all right, time to go to fourth gear. I'm like, all right, we're flipping this around. Interracial dating. Who's not a fan? I'll tell you who. The Duck Dynasty people, that's for sure. They hate gays and everyone else who does not have a smelly long beard.
I can eat a beer? Interracial dating
is
the best thing. That's what Martin Luther King was talking about.
Oh, God.
And he sure
a wet dream.
And he practiced what he preached. He banged his fair share of white girls.
I know he did. He said we wanted to hold hands, little white women, little black boys, and little white girls. Yeah, he was saying, but he meant to do the little hand thing and touch their
What
palm.
Is your finger doing?
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, my God.
He's making a left turn signal on the bike.
He would be proud of today. Martin Luther King would be proud.
I don't think he was pushing for interracial dating.
Yes, he was.
That was a secondary, tertiary objective, I think. It was down the road.
It was. I mean, it's a sign of we're okay for accepting it. I don't advocate or discourage
Have
it.
Have you talked to a black man before? Have you had sex with a black man before?
I have not had sex with a black man.
Oh. I've had a 3-year relationship with a black man.
Don't tell me he's your housekeeper. That'd be some racist shit.
No, like Jerry from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Driver.
Yeah.
No.
Or your garbage man or postman or.
He was apparently a boyfriend.
Was he a 1201 kind of guy?
No.
Aha! We found a racist.
1201.
Oh,
I did the Nooner with the black Nooner, guy.
Huh? Yeah.
He well, actually, one of the two was a black guy, so there. But I don't have a choice. I don't have a preference for black or white. If you see guys I've dated, they all look different. I don't have a thing. I just have a personality thing.
Right.
See, that's non-racist. If you happen to be black,
I'm okay. Almost racist because my wife was black. So now I feel like I should do Baskin Robbins, you know, 31 flavors, and you know, see what the other cultures in the world have to offer. I know what black people do. I'm black.
God, I would hope you would. I mean, shit.
There's nothing wrong with trying stuff.
I'm just saying, I'm dating an Asian woman right now.
Oh,
see, here's something I just don't get. I'm one of the few white guys who did not go head over heels for the quote-unquote yellow fever, some guys pointed out.
Listen,
not me. I was not. I am not. It has to be a stunning Asian.
Because you're a German racist.
That's not true at all. I like the Brazilian girls. Yumma dum dum. Hispanic girls, all right. But Asians just never did it for me. Black girls, fine. Asians never
did it. You
dated
a black girl before?
Yeah. Not dated. I mean, like, dated, wink, wink.
Banged.
And by dated, I mean one night stand, a few of them. But anyway, ONS, as we call it in the business. Anyway, but Asian girls never did it for me. But apparently, that's your forte now.
Well, I mean, it's less arguments. You know what I mean?
Why do the docility.
I don't want to argue.
Not
I don't,
just black guys.
No, I
oh,
don't.
But why do black guys?
Black guys always say, black women are so difficult. I hate that.
Well, I mean, as
a black woman. Oh, wait, you're not a black woman.
I'm not a black woman.
Oh, okay. Just checking on that.
As a white lady, if a black guy says, oh, good, because black women are so difficult, I don't like that. And I don't like when they say, my white girl.
What do you think they're going to say?
My white girl's not okay.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, like it, just like me, I had to stop myself because I used to call my Asian girlfriend. I was like, that's my Asian.
Oh, come on.
I thought slavery was over, guys.
Yeah, for like 4 days, I was like,
she's like, that's my
because that makes
exactly.
Nice breaks, Monica Vita. We're not going to get a fight today.
She's good. But then that makes it just about her race, which means do you even care about her as a person, or are you really just, you know, with her because she's Asian? That's what I don't like about it.
I'm only saying I had to break myself from that. But no, she's a good person. You know what I mean? We haven't even argued. And we started talking in August. So, I mean, like, it's something else. It's just,
how did you meet her?
Just from one of my friends back home when I used to go back to Portland. She's in Portland. So it's a long distance.
Well, no wonder you haven't argued. You don't
She's making sneakers
other.
In Nike Factory.
Hey.
Do you actually spend time together?
Don't judge my relationship, okay? I'm at peace with this.
This is working.
This is working.
Don't judge it.
Listen, I'm a big fan of long distance relationships.
It is easier, for sure.
Way easier.
But it is easier for a reason.
I have my space and I have my visits.
How cryptic can you get?
Yeah, visits from what?
Outer space?
What the fuck?
Conjugal.
Yo, you see guys.
No, you know what? I'll tell you. In all honesty, you know why I do.
Put your pussy in the window.
What I do like about long distance relationships. No, what I do like about long distance
like
relationships. You actually, I feel like you get to know somebody better because if you're actually conversing, granted. But like a lot of times when you're physically together, the relationship can very quickly turn to like, let's go do a movie, let's go get drinks. Like it's always around like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And the conversation can be somewhat limited. Whereas like I've had long distance relationships where you really like the person and you end up spending like 3 hours on the phone and you really get to know them because you're talking the whole time. Mm-hmm. A little bit of phone sex, but for the most part, you know. And, like, a lot of stuff comes out in those conversations, which lets you, like, know, like, you know, is this the person for me? Is this going to work? Now, granted, living together is a very different thing when you're physically there. But my only point is like, I think the advantage to having a long-distance relationship initially, like, mm-hmm. not forever, is that you really do get to know somebody very well because you're, you know, you have to have conversations. Like, there's nothing else.
I think that's a good point, but eventually you're going to have to be together. You can't always be on distance.
Yeah.
All right, let's cut the horseshoe and go around the room. Monica Vita, have you ever dated a black guy?
Yes.
How many?
dated, as in like an actual relationship.
We'll go both ends. We'll go
I've dated one. I've slept with more than one.
How many?
I don't know. I'm not doing numbers.
Oh, this is good. Say a number, please.
But here's the thing, and I more than five.
More than five. More than five.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
No, it doesn't. Listen, this is the thing, though. This is what drives me absolutely up the wall. Kenny, this is for you. Pay attention, average black man.
Oh, shit.
Average black
man. That's what her shirt says. She's not trying to make him diminutive.
No, and I hope it's not about his dick. But listen. No, so here's the thing. We started to talk about this before. This drives me nuts when people are like, are you into black guys?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. I'm like, I am into dudes.
Thank you, Monica.
I know. So talk to me. Talk to me.
It's because you have an ample derriere.
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
Because that's part of the club.
Because black guys.
Then the question should be, are you into fast food?
If you ask a black guy, is he into breasts or ass, he's going to say ass.
That's not just a black thing.
Like ass too.
But not as much as no, black, white
do.
Guys.
No, they do. White guys do.
I'm a tits guy.
Exactly.
Well, he's a tits guy because so he's also a Nazi. Here. But listen. I'm kidding.
Hold on, Hungarian hon there. You guys are on the wrong side of the coin.
I know.
Except for the we got the gypsies got caught up in the middle of them.
I love you. No, I'm fucking with you. No, a lot of white guys now are very much into butt.
But for the most part, let's just...
Let's get to that rap music. No.
Oh. Can we please just be... You don't remember when we were writing the other day at the, you know, at the Olive Tree and Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ate her fries when I went to the bathroom.
That's not a euphemism, by the way.
Every year.
And that she was with a black
he
guy.
He saw my personality head. Come through and shine.
Oh, boy.
You really wanted Fred. Julie's look was right. I saw that. That's right. He thought you were a good Samaritan. No, listen. No, but I don't get the question because it's like, you know, it's not about race. It's about the human being. Like, I didn't date a black guy because he was a black guy. Mm-hmm. I dated him because we were friends and I liked him. Because I liked him as a human being.
I know, but at the end of the day, if you and that black guy, you know...
Why are you air quoting black guy?
Because if you guys...
like they're a mythical creature like the unicorn or the minotaur.
If you guys go somewhere, if you guys like meet your family, that becomes an issue. That becomes...
Not my family.
That's your family, though. That's one family.
No, first of all, it's just my mom. She's super racist. Exactly. Nobody will ever meet her.
See? You see what I'm saying?
She's dead to me.
Do I have to be a stunt double for any guy that you want to date?
No, I'm going to make Mike Gillerman listen to this podcast because I'm going to give a shout out to him. I have now decided he is my beard because he's tall, he's good looking, he's Jewish. I said, we're going to lie. We're going to tell my mother you're a doctor and you're straight and you're mine. So he's now my beard.
That would not work. He loves to express his gay
angle. He does.
I mean,
he understands.
But he can pass for straight.
Yeah, but he won't say a paragraph
he's
without saying something about
he's not
gay.
He will in front of my mother.
He's called himself a stealthy gay.
He does. He's like, I'm not gay enough.
Yeah.
He talks about that all the time. He's not gay enough for the gays.
I have a non-gay crush on him. He's great.
I love him.
I do.
I love you, Mike.
But I was saying that you stepped out of the room, but yeah, I don't have a thing for black guys. Maybe for gays. But once you date one, everybody's like, oh, you're into black guys.
Well, okay, so this is really...
Wait.
But I have.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Listen, now this is what's fascinating. So There are a lot of white guys...
She's like, my credit score took a shit.
Super intimidated by a woman... Yeah. Who dates black guys. And I didn't realize this until I actually went to dinner with somebody and a married person, nothing romantic, work relationship. Like it was, you know, let's meet up for dinner, catch up on work. And we were just talking, kind of catching up also on life. And I mentioned at that time that I was dating somebody. And then it kind of just came out in conversation that they were black. And for the rest of the dinner, I shit you not, he kept going back to like, literally like, oh, well, he must have a big dick, which is a super uncomfortable conversation to have with a coworker. I'm like, I'm not here to talk about, like, my boyfriend's dick size with you. And it was like he was fixated.
I'm no Sigmund Freud, but that sounds like projection of his own shortcomings. Well, that's
what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. But it was very fascinating to me because it was just like, this isn't even relevant.
It's actually really offensive.
Did you talk to your HR person about that?
Offensive. No.
To someone to be like, oh, so his dick's big, right? I think that's a really
it is that no, it is offensive. No, it is offensive as a woman because there's this assumption. And by the way, I have to tell you, I have relatives who are very, you know, who are racist back in Hungary, shocker, who there is a stereotype that women who have sex with black men are whores.
Yeah.
Because the only reason they're having sex with black men is because black men have big dicks.
Yeah, and I think that
I mean, tell me the fallacy in that. First of all, not all black men have big dicks.
I've seen a small black man.
Just ask Webster.
That's well, I don't know.
He's the size of a dick. But
I had a black boyfriend and then a white boyfriend, and he asked me about my prior boyfriend, and I said he was black, and he was like, oh, great. He felt, oh no.
She's like, Jesus, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway now. Fuck.
That's what the whole thing is. That's why. But it's not that's true. What that guy was talking to you about.
But it's not true.
I know that. I'm a black dude.
I know you're black. I'm looking right at you.
For the record, Kenny's black.
Yeah, but like, I mean.
Did we mention Kenny's black?
But yeah, but I watch porn and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And I'm thinking.
Because it's racist. Porn is racist and also sexist.
Porn is racist.
And it's delightful.
Interracial porn is like the guy, interracial porn, the black guy is always a thug with the biggest penis you could ever think of. And the girl's like, oh my God, it hurts. It's awful.
What porn are you watching?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's like a do-rag. Like,
everything with her is going to be like a whole like white versus black, sexist versus non-sexist.
I've not seen one porn with a black dude with a do-rag. What are you watching?
I don't know. I saw some really bad interracial porn, and I was against it.
You guys got to stop getting
those are called her home movies. Oh.
Stop getting porn at racist places. I don't have any porn with a black dude.
How did you know that was the website? It was called racist places.
Exactly. I've never had porn with a black dude with a do-rag.
Really? That's what comes up
I
on
like
the
my
webs.
Porn with black
they
dudes
find your
and
cookies.
Spanish girls. They're the nastiest.
Oh, they were?
Spanish girls?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Dame la leche?
Usually when they go interracial, it's the whitest lady you can think of.
No.
With the blackest guy. And all stereotypes, of course. Big quotes.
What are you watching?
I don't know. Internet
Red
crap.
Red 2.
What? Yeah.
That's we can't pay for porn.
You jizz is another good one.
Is that why? Because I don't pay for it?
Stop logging to hatefucking.com and you might be able to expand your horizons.
What are you watching?
I don't know. That's what came up.
See, that's in her mind.
Why do black men like white women?
The forbidden fruit.
It's kind of like the forbidden fruit.
Or
but no, it's not trophies. But white women are, I'm going to be honest with you.
Please.
They're a little kinkier than black women.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Man, white women are, they do the BJ and the cat.
Maybe just black men because they want to piss their parents
That
off.
Was a white lady.
I'm thinking that. I'm thinking that.
Totally fine.
I always thought that. But no, that's the thing. Like,
you know what would really piss daddy off? If I took it in the can.
But you know what? You know what else is true?
On a cam.
Some black women are, I mean, some white women are actually beautiful.
Some?
What?
What's that mean?
No way.
That means like the guy actually thought like this is just a beautiful woman,
no,
period.
No, you mean they saw him as a person?
As a human being.
I can't believe this objectification goes on in the black community.
Every blue moon.
I can't believe that for a second.
Usually it's trophy, but every
blue
moon.
No, we don't believe in human beings at Safe Ones.
We're all just holes and dicks apparently, right?
So.
Apparently so.
In the porn I watch.
And apparently tits.
And white women also buy drinks. White women buy drinks too. Like
they do.
If you go out and you say like, hey, let me buy you a drink. The next round, the white woman usually buys that. The black woman is like, I'm thirsty again. And it's just something that we think, you know, it's I'm just saying.
You got any money left over from paying my babysitter? Because I'm thirsty.
You see, I didn't say that though.
Well, I'm a big fan of black ladies, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
Have you had an experience with a black woman? And I mean between the sheets experience.
No.
Have you had a
female experience?
Yeah, but it was really minor.
I don't know. And by minor, so, like, kissing.
Minora labia, not majora labia.
Did we stir the gravy?
It was waist up.
Oh, that's PG-13 shit.
For you.
Oh, boobs.
Thank you. She had big boobs.
Nice.
She wanted.
See, you old been, motorboating been. Son of a bitch, you.
That was a long time.
Motorboat.
Yeah.
But I think women are beautiful, so it's not because of, it was just who happened to be there.
That's a trip, because guys, we can't think that a guy is beautiful, and women just have.
You can't or you don't?
We can't.
You can. You're just not comfortable.
You can say.
I can say, listen,
Bradley Cooper, I get it.
You know why he said that? Because he looks like Bradley Cooper. Kind
of. Oh, stop it.
I look like Winnie Cooper more than Bradley Cooper.
Let's cut the bullshit. Zach Morris, I buy that. Zach Morris.
Hell no.
I get that a lot.
No.
Exactly.
Do I gotta bring up a picture of Bradley Cooper? Y'all don't try to tell me.
You can't tell me that you don't recognize that he's good looking.
Who?
Bradley Cooper.
He is so hot.
I can say, okay, this dude, handsome looking guy, but I don't think of him as beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like I can tell. I'm looking at it like this. I know he got some holes. Yeah. I know he got some holes. Yeah. That's how we think.
Yeah, so.
I know he got some holes. Brad Pitt, that's like. In Harlem, black dudes is like, yo, Brad Pitt is the man. You know? Like, we know he got some hoes.
Yeah.
Well, that is the difference, because we don't look at beautiful women and go, oh, she's pulling a lot of dick. Because we know she is. Because we all are. But,
But it's not different. Beautiful.
Next question. How white of a girl would you go, and how dark of a guy would you guys go? What's the level of acceptability?
I lived in Sweden.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You dealt with albinos.
Those women are fucking gorgeous.
Yes, they are.
Holy shit.
It was six months of bliss.
And they're everyone. Like, the average there is fucking gorgeous. Right.
And I was over there playing basketball.
A black guy playing basketball? Do tell.
It was a beautiful thing.
Fucking white hoes?
I saw, it was times where, like, women were like, don't talk to her. She's a slut. Come home with me.
And as a black guy in Sweden, that can work very for you,
and the
or very against you, because they were, of course, not Nazi sympathizers.
Sweden was cool. Sweden, they really appreciate
it. The Europeans are far less
black guys.
Yeah, that's very true.
That is true.
They're just like, yeah, sex. Because you know why? They recognize that sex is a natural thing, so they don't look at it with all the, like...
This is a very religious country.
Right, that's they don't
very
have
a puritan.
Sex is natural. I'm with sex as well.
I just read an article about the 10 health benefits of having sex.
Exactly.
Oh, it's very healthy.
It is.
Higher antioxidant levels, perhaps? Would that be one of them?
Immune system goes up.
Stress relievers.
I need to get
that means
get
my levels are looking good. Anyway, who gives a shit about my banging?
Me too.
Do you?
No, not at all.
She'll be glad to tell you about it. Anyway. Social backlash from dating the complete opposite race.
I mean, in New York City, you see a lot stranger things than a black man and a white woman or a black woman and a white guy. I mean, it's, you know, look at our mayor, de Blasio. Hello. Ex-black lesbian, I mean.
He married Whoopi Goldberg. I know y'all wanted to say that. I'm black. I'm going to keep it 100, man. When I seen his family, I was like, what the fuck?
He's like, wow, look at that woman. I'm going to marry her so I can be married.
I feel like he told Dante, he was like, Dante, we need
grow
you.
That fro out.
Daddy's going to run for mayor.
Listen,
the fro.
He looked just like that kid.
You're
on
too light skin,
No.
So grow the fro.
He's like, listen, on Encore right now, they're showing What's Happening reruns. I want you to look like Dwayne by the time this campaign comes to an end. Hey. I love that show.
You watch What's Happening?
That's a dude.
So she was a lesbian, so she was fine with white dick.
She's a convert.
What? Yeah.
Julie, how dark have you gone, and have you faced backlash from your dating a black man or person of color?
The one that I dated for the long time was dark. I think he was pretty
dark. Like Wesley Snipes dark?
Yeah, maybe even a little bit darker.
Like, I like it where when we're having sex, I need him to smile so I can know where to put my pussy.
Oh my God, Monica! Boy.
Monica Vita!
She said that?
Good I am boy. Not editing that either.
That's something. He was a dark man.
Like Grimace Stark or what was he, Snipes Stark?
I don't know if he was quite Snipes Dark. That's really dark. Mm. But he was a dark. He was dark.
I'm Snipes Dark.
No.
You're not Snipes Dark.
Yes, you're Shea below him.
I'm Passenger 57 Dark.
Motherfucker, I've seen all three Blades. I love
this
him.
This guy, you're not darker than you. No. Yeah, you aren't that dark. But the
you're
guy
you're dark, but not
than
as
you.
Dark.
Yeah.
Man, this is some bullshit.
I'm glad
that
you're arguing.
You're not telling me that I ain't playing.
You know what?
That's
you're
a quick sidebar. A quick sidebar. Nothing cracks me up when I hang out with black guys and they argue amongst themselves. Who's the lightest of them all? That cracks me the fuck up.
You know why? Because we feel like the dudes that are lighter, those are, back in the day, okay, now, y'all can't say this, but they called house niggas.
Yeah.
So
I've heard the term.
And they act a little bit
righteous,
whiter, per se, in the black community, to the black. That's why I got this shirt with the light-skinned dudes around me.
Because people can see your shirt in the radio, right?
Yeah. You guys look at average black man and you'll see the shirt.
As far as social backlash,
yes,
it's just what, same thing, Monica said, like, guys will just be like, oh. And then if you tell a woman, they're like, oh. It's just a thing. People think it's interesting.
It's a major thing in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And even in there's still a little in New York, but nothing major. I never had any issues.
Like, what did your parents say? Your parents are of Greek background, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. But they are very accepting. They don't have a problem with it at all. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, on the other hand.
Here comes the rub.
Wait for it, because it's actually somewhat enlightening.
All right.
She said, don't you have babies with a black man, because black people have very hard lives in this country. Don't do that to your child, which is racist in its own way, but also a little enlightening.
It's preventative racism.
My mom has said, like, she said something along the same lines of, you know, that child will never be accepted because the white community won't accept it and the black community won't accept
it.
It's
like, why?
Unless that motherfucker can play a sport, then it'll be widely accepted.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Tiger Woods is getting a lot of pussy and making a lot of money.
Exactly.
Well, that's one out of a billion. I understand the odds.
No. Yeah.
His ex-wife was fucking hot as shit, man. My God. I tell you that. The woman he chose, though, the Rachel Yucatel, phenomenal. The Waffle House waitress, not so good.
Gee, shocker.
I know, right? Listen, I get the ratio. You could
tell
I don't get
it. Nothing phenomenal happening at a Waffle House. Y'all agree at that?
If you've been to a Waffle House, snap your fingers. Oh, shit.
I like waffles.
Have you, Kenny, faced any backlash from banging white girls?
Or Asian girls.
Good point. Thank you.
Well, a little bit. Because I work in a barbershop, right? Yeah. And, like, I'm known as the dude, because I'm from Portland, I'm known as the dude that, like, goes downtown and plays in the snow, so to say, so to speak.
Plays in the snow.
That sounds right out of Christmas Story, right, guys?
So, some of the moms, they come in and they say stuff to me and to kind of say, like, you know, we know you like those white girls and stuff, But, you know,
Do you like white girls, or is it that you were around a lot of white people in Portland?
Well, it's just growing up in Portland, you grew up with white people.
That's
so
what I'm
it's not so like, you know, we're in Harlem, it's all black people all the time. It's like you grew
That's
up
what
around,
I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's like it's not a big deal. I mean, I probably had my first white girlfriend when I was going to, you know, grade school.
Because you liked her, not because she was white.
My
well, it's what the environment provided for him, though. He's surrounded by, 90% white people? I don't know. You tell me.
Portland is 2% black.
So there you go. Really? So greater than 90%. So he had no choice but to conform because of his surroundings.
Yeah.
We sound like a fucking scientific study here. Like, you know, in his surroundings, Kenny Warren selects white women because they're the only women around in the area.
I like all women, though. I like all women. But white women, I have no problem with them.
You have a comfortability.
Yeah.
Exposure.
They appreciate my
worldliness.
Ability to connect with them.
There you go.
Due to my growing up in Portland, Oregon.
You watch Seinfeld? So did I. So cute.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
Oh, is it? I just slipped it right out.
Costanza Law. It ain't a lie if you believe it.
No, that's bullshit. That's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's Costanza.
No, it's not. It's Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and I'll pull up the clip on YouTube. 1982.
Do it. Pull it up.
I'm going with the white guy on this one.
So you didn't face any backlash in Sweden, though, from Swedes?
Well, not really. The dudes was pretty cool on my team. They kind of, like, showed me the ropes a little bit, and
I meant from dating the white women.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Okay, like, sorry. The guys on the team, they could have got, like, a little pissed off. Like, yo, every time we go somewhere, all these chicks is... Because it was kind of like that. It was
a decent amount of black women there or no?
Not really. But there's some black women because, like, a lot of Africans come up. Yeah. And then so it's some, like, some mixed... Yeah. Like, look, it's some beautiful women there that's, like, black, too. But, mostly, it's just a couple black guys there, you know, Africans and... I'm sure they have a good time, but I was coming from California. I had just got out of college, and I went to Cal State Bakersfield, so it was kind of like, you know, we got this new American here. He's from California, and I guess they kind of think, okay, well, if I get with him,
yeah,
I can maybe go back to California.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, so, yeah. But it was easy. I didn't even have to do anything. I just go out.
And, isn't it great when it just falls in your lap?
In bed.
Oh.
They're uninhibited now. Like, are they great lays? Other than how they look,
Spanish women is the best.
Yeah.
Period.
I see Brazilian up there too.
When I lived in Colombia, South America, and it was.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Wait, what do they do?
Get boob jobs when they're 12.
That's a Colombian Colombian quinceañera. That's what they do. They get the tits at 15.
They really do.
Well, Colombia was ridiculous. Mm. It was like, and I stayed in Hotel Casino International, so we had a casino in there. They give you like $10 to gamble. Yeah, they would. And I'd just like come out of the casino, $40, and
that one.
Yep.
But what did they do sexually that was so much better than others?
They're just.
Is it that they do things, or is it that they're just into it?
Into
open?
It.
They're more into it.
That's a thing for. I think that's always the thing. If you're into it, that's they're what people like.
They're into it. They make you think.
As opposed to against it, like rape.
No, there's men that are like, you masturbate? You're into sex? It's very weird. They're like, oh, you want to do it? The guys say those, like young guys. Like, they don't think that. They think they're the ones that want to do everything.
Some guys don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Young guys.
What was the one stereotype that I posted to everyone? The one stereotype you heard while dating your significant other race that... You just cracked up at when someone dropped some science on you. Like, for you, Monica, the black guy said something like, well, what about white people with this and then some stereotype?
He didn't really... Well, I mean, so first of all, we joked a lot about the race thing. I guess my favorite thing was that he would call me the N-word.
Oh.
In a friendly way.
Is that how he's able to come?
Without the ER. No, but I thought it was hilarious because I was like, oh, he likes me because he's calling me.
I mean, if he's cool with me, I'm going to call him, yo, my nigga.
Right.
And that's what I got called too, and I thought it was adorable.
If you get that, we almost cousins.
Right. I like when they say, Kev, you stupid means, oh, that means I'm accepted.
Yes.
Yeah. See?
Kev, you stupid. That joke's stupid, man. Crazy. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thumbs up. Julie, same question.
Like a thing he said to me?
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. Let me think.
The not while you're having sex like that.
No, okay. The only thing I can think of, something funny or just the most sort of...
Something outlandish or it could be funny.
This is after I had the... This is when I was with the kid. And there's a thing about... White people not hitting kids and black people hitting kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got
and
my
he
ass
was
looked.
Like, yeah, I would just have backslapped her. I was like, wow. Not like in a mean way. Yeah, it was like, I would have just, you know. And I was like,
kids.
I don't do
yeah,
hell
yeah. I got two kids, 20 and 15, and I whooped their ass.
Yeah, I can't. And, I can't do it.
No, and my son is in college now. He's a junior at Oregon State. All due to ass whoopings and a splash of psychological abuse.
Splash.
Just a splash.
Just pepper it a little bit with the psych.
Like, my dad was a hitter. My mom's parents were hitters, but she refused to do it because they hit her.
I
never got hit myself. I was the only one that never got hit in my family because I was very good.
Kenny, any backlash stories at all? Or
not really. I think that like if I talk to a white lady, she's kind of taken back by the fact that I'm so like on time. And there's this whole CPT stuff.
True.
Like
that's
I'm
true.
So,
that,
I'm
that
so,
stereotype will
I'm,
never die.
No, I'm so on time and like me
you're
and Monica, we may meet and you know to write or whatever. And I'm thinking like comedians is so black. Fuck, they always late. Like,
he called. By the way, he hates it when I. What do you call me when I talk?
black mouth pork.
Please elaborate.
Well, being from Portland, okay, Portland has a lot of pimps as well.
Literally.
Two of my uncles were pimps. Anyway, so when they talk, about white women, you know, you hear words like snowflake and snow bunny, but in Portland, one of the words is pork, the other white meat. Mm. So me playing around with Monica, I'll be like, you know, they call white women pork in Portland, but if they talk like a black girl, we call them black mouth pork. That's tainted. That's tainted pork. That's why would you talk to a white lady that talks black? You might as well talk to a black girl if you're going to be getting cussed out and called a nigga. Like, so,
which know. I never called.
Monica, do we have to have a discussion about that? I mean, we're blonde or blue eyes. We can't say that.
You know, but yeah, sometimes Monica's neck gets them rolling and
I've
stuff.
I've seen that. I saw that.
She does get the Ricky Lake head shoulder shake, the finger waggle, the finger back and forth. I've seen that movie many a time.
She was telling us a story about her smacking somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yo, she's acting like black mouth pork right now.
And I was like, Mona's getting black mouth.
That's black mouth pork.
Oh, no, you didn't.
See, I think it's more Puerto Rican given my ass.
Interesting.
I don't know. She last knows. Name Vida, come on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kenny, have you ever heard any kind of like funny racial stereotype from a white girl? Like, I heard black people dot dot dot. Or have you had to debunk a myth when she said something like that?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, most stereotypes are pretty true. I love chicken and watermelon.
No.
Chicken and watermelon. I did get backlash when I lived in Africa, in Cameroon, and I was dating a black guy there, mm-hmm. and the black women were really not happy with it.
Black women hate that.
Yeah, and it was, the white lady there, and I got a lot of trouble because of it. I didn't engage in fights, but some people tried to start fights or were just like, push me, or like, you're a whore, or that kind of thing. But I understood the situation, so I didn't, but that's because it was a different place.
That's funny, though, how black women are so, like...
But it makes sense to me, though.
Okay, tell me how.
If you are in a society where everything is white women are beautiful and perfect, and then a guy leaves you for that white lady, or not them personally, but seeing that, like, I get the resentment. I don't think it's okay to be angry, maybe, but I get the resentment where it comes from. I get it.
Well, but it's, so I think it's, you know, when we live in New York, so it's very different in New York because mm-hmm. I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that came out of kind of this, you know, like societal thing where, you know, white people didn't date black people and then black men and white women. And then did white men want black women? And so there was this idea of like, you're taking our black men. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
And it tends to be higher class.
It's an idea. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying
the good black men.
Now I'm about to
break it down.
I'm about to sprinkle y'all with some game now.
Sprinkle it.
All right. Now, number one, the first thing that happened was white dudes was having sex with black women.
Forcefully so.
Well, it may have been forcefully so, but nonetheless, it was happening. And that's how, you know, this, you know, like the interracial thing really started. Just let's be honest here.
Like, that's true.
Black guys didn't have it. Black guy could get hung for looking at a white woman the wrong way 80 years ago. So, like, it's kind of like black. And I think black guys are more so like, I'm just doing this sometimes to kind of just equal things out. I just want to I want things to be an equal playing field. I'm gonna have me like Jack Johnson back in the day, this boxer back in the early 1900s. Yeah. He's running around with white women and he had and it was against the law. It was just like, I'm gonna do what I'm a champion. And that's kind of it's kind of that mentality.
But then why do so today the black women who are angry at white women, where does that come from?
It because they feel like, okay, we have a couple of good black men, and black women, and they're like, you're gonna take our good black men, right. Even though this dude could be an asshole.
That's what
but
I'm
they're
saying.
They're
That's
gonna say you're taking our good black men.
Also, when I lived in Cameroon and I was one of very few white people, and when there was a white guy there, I'd be like, oh wow, a white guy, and he would always want to be with the black women. And I was like, no. Like, I remember I was like, but it's just me. Like, why don't we? But he had no interest in me. He wanted to be with the, you know, they wanted to explore or discover, or they were just into the, there's more black women.
He can bang a Greek American girl at home. He can't bang a Cameroonian.
Why would you go to Cameroon to bang a white lady?
Exactly. But my thought process was like, oh, that sucks. You know, you just feel kind of rejected. But, and then, you know, if you were in a small town, the black population is small. So why he's going out with the white ladies? You know, like, I could see, but there's more to it, I think, on the other end.
That's like eating Pizza Hut in Rome. Why the fuck would you do that?
Right.
Besides it being gross.
Right.
Sorry, Pizza Hut. We're looking for sponsors. Come on and, come on and advertise.
I like Pizza Hut.
Pizza.
Ew.
I do.
That's Little Caesars, actually, but all right.
I like Pizza Hut.
Ew.
Not in Rome. When in Rome.
Not in Rome, but I do like me some Pizza Hut.
See, Pizza Hut, we're accepting donations. And we're all accepting donations here, kids, at Safe Word. So feel free to advertise on our website. Yes, or website, whatever.
How do you feel when you see a black dude with a white woman?
Ooh. Doesn't bother me.
What about this? So when you look at a skit, like, most women are attracted, well, I shouldn't say that, but black men are, in a way, considered, like, the manliest of men.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
And doesn't that make...
Talk that shit. Go ahead.
He's looking for a pat on the back.
So that, like, I think...
Depends what kind of black man it is, though. It could be
even black hipsters are more.
Yeah, like there's
no fair, my God. I'm gonna draw the fucking line of hipsters in general, are not fucking men. Get the fuck out of here. This is where I'm gonna be angry. Flip that fucking table right over. Fucking hipsters are not men. They think because they read a feminine blog post, like, oh, now I can bang chicks. No, you can't. That does more harm than good, you idiots. More harm than good. Yeah. You know, you keep going down that path. See how far that gets you.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I don't. I think I was just going to say that that's why, like, you know, many white women, or not white women, but all women are kind of attracted to the black man because he's like the manly.
I was wondering that.
It's just a perception, you know, it's a perception whether it's right or wrong. There's a manliness attached
to
black
men. Yeah, it's not. Well, so that's the thing, though, is if we're really honest, it's not really the color of the skin, it's kind of the demeanor.
The bravado?
It's interesting because I was actually thinking about this recently, and it's like, you know, there is that more traditional male role or demeanor or mannerism, mm-hmm. and what's interesting is that, if we're going to keep with stereotypes, because we love stereotypes at Safe Word, it's not the same type of a machismo that you tend to find with, like, the Latin cultures. Mm. I'm not saying that it's not the same, but it's just a little bit different. But there is very much, like, this, you know, I'm a dude. And, I got to be honest with you, I consider myself a pretty strong personality. I think I've been told, like, you know, you're a strong woman. The reality is like, I don't want to step into the bedroom and be the dude. I really don't. Like, I want to be the woman, you be the man. And so I have a hard time, probably because I have a strong personality, being with guys who are not strong and not manly and not, you know.
A lot of women like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They
want
to kind of tell someone what to do, and I never understand
they
that.
I've
not dealt with
want,
that
like,
much at all in my travels.
You don't seem the type to...
That's very true.
Be told what to do.
No, that's very true. Yeah.
But no, I'm seeing more and more of that, especially with, like, the younger generation, where it's kind of like, well, he's like my gay best friend, but he wants to fuck me, so this is perfect.
I think I have this nailed down.
Ooh. Go for it.
I have it nailed down. This is going to be mind-blowing. Ready?
Oh, boy.
The increase of a single-parent household for the younger people is a lot more prevalent in this day and age than back when we were younger. So by the most time when I say single parent, I'm just going to assume that the mother is more the parent that the child stays with. Being raised by a woman, not as manly as if being raised by a single father.
No, I think children as a whole are coddled.
They're coddled more. And also, economically speaking, times are different.
Yeah.
And kids are living at home longer.
Yeah.
Just things have changed. Types of work has changed. So kids are babied a lot longer.
Well, and everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah. Boo! I'm against that. When my kid does something wrong, I'm like, you suck at this.
I will throw my kids' trophies away. Like, guess what? Yeah. You showed up, big fucking deal. Guess what? You showed up,
nothing. Yeah, I don't like that. You have to know that it's okay to be bad at something.
There's no sense of achievement.
There isn't. Exactly. And it sucks when you don't get appreciated for doing something.
You can keep two trophies there, buddy. A champion trophy for winning the league or the MVP trophy. Everything else is in the fucking trash, and that's it. That's it. It's only two trophies I
have. No, luckily, Kevin and his wife are still using birth control.
Oh, shit.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
They'll be best. They'll be athletes outside the baseball. They're playing baseball.
There's graduation ceremonies for every grade now.
Yeah. They got proms in grade school.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Celebrate.
Eighth grade and senior in high school. That's the only time it's acceptable.
I didn't have an eighth grade one.
Graduation? We had a mini one.
I didn't have an eighth grade one.
Yeah, it's expected that you get that far.
Yeah.
You know, it's a... I understand. Well, I taught in needy schools, so, like, I get it. But I do think it's kind of strange how much back padding everybody needs.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, kids? We talked about interracial dating. We talked about single moms. We talked about sex clubs.
I want to go to the sex club with them.
Yeah. Yay. Field trip.
Field trip.
Safe word field trip. I love it.
Monica's birthday will be at the sex club.
I thought it was Vegas you asked.
I've got like several. So it's going to be a year of celebration because it's a milestone. I'm turning 40.
Yeah.
So it's going to be doing something. So it's going to be doing something that I've never done, which is probably the sex club. Vegas for the actual birthday, and maybe an Amsterdam trip in the summer.
Wow.
I'm going to Amsterdam.
That's some shit.
Damn
time.
Straight.
Good I'm stuff. Going.
I'm going to take my black man with me to Amsterdam. Yeah,
why sure. bring sand to the beach?
They're not as black as me at that beach.
Then you can go see a banana show or two.
Ooh,
I'm telling you, I want ping pong balls or quarters. I'm not going for bananas.
I've actually been to one bachelor party where my buddy goes, I insist that you do ping pong balls, and the girl did it. It was fucking hilarious.
Tears about it. They'll fuck a donkey on stage. I'll watch that.
Wow. Mm. I don't like animal abuse.
Which is funny. Which is funny because I'm going to San Diego in a couple months for a bachelor party. My buddy goes, let's go to Tijuana. Let's go see a donkey show. I'm like, let's not, because I don't give a shit about a donkey.
I don't want
to
see that.
I can see that on the internet. Why go to Tijuana where I can get stabbed?
Like a donkey.
Oh, Monica doing her show tunes impression. Anyway, final thoughts. Julie, any final thoughts, comments, concerns? Yes, please promote yourself.
Blood.
Where can we find you, as they love to say in the biz?
Well, at the Laughing Devil and, you know, more regularly, but like Empire Tonight and lots of bars.
You have a blog or
anything? Oh,
you
and
Twitter?
I have Twitter at Julie is Alone.
Then, not at 12 o'clock, but okay.
And then a podcast. Called the Julie is Alone Show.
I sense a theme.
Julie's trying to find love. And then lastly, theweirdmom.com is all about parenting in my view.
Yeah.
My perspective on parenting, which I welcome people's input and stories, and I would put them on.
Nice.
If appropriate, of course.
Oh, so you censor.
Just to, for it's interesting, not to go too long, but so I say dark is good, but sometimes people get a little too much, like abusive. Like, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
And on that note.
Speaking of dark.
Kenny Warren.
Speaking of dark.
Okay, I got Eastville Comedy Club coming up this Wednesday. I'm producing and hosting a show over there. We got Mike Brown is going to be performing. A couple other well-known comedians. And every Wednesday, I'm usually at Broadway Comedy Club. And
I'm the average black man,
Kenny Warren. And I'm doing some sketch comedy stuff with Monica. So, all
right.
You know, you might see, like, some interracial sketch.
Interracial sketching. Yeah.
Monica Vita, where can we find you besides Amsterdam? in a sex club in the near future.
I'm going to be going home to Colorado.
When?
Get my fill of white people. No. So I'm regularly at Gotham. You can find me on Twitter at Mocha Vita. And you can find me on Facebook at MSV Comedy. So, I don't know. Check me out. See how white I am.
See how white I am? All right, albino. She makes it sound like she's a fucking pygmy. I'm Kevin Goatee. You can find me at Kevin Goatee, GOOTEE on Twitter. The Good Cop, Bad Cop comedy show this Saturday, kids.
Yeah, all right.
Get fucking ready. That's where you'll find me. Actually, I'm on Broadway on Thursday as well, Broadway Comedy Club Thursday night. After that, whatever. Who gives a shit, right? Honestly, do you really give a fuck? In 2 weeks, you can find me in the island of St. Kitts. So look for me there in St. Kitts. But other than that, listen, do us a favor. We need advertisers. Pretty please. Contact us. What's our email address, Monica?
Our email address, we're on Facebook at Safe Word, and we're on Twitter at Safe Word PC for podcast, not for politically correct.
Right. Yes, contact us for any advertisement opportunities as well as any other questions, comments, concerns. And that is going to do it for episode cuatro, as they say in Española. Episode 4 of Safe Word. Everyone, thank you so much. Kenny Warren, thank you so much. Julie Katakis, thank you so very much. Monica Vita.
You are always welcome.
Oh, thank you, Sugar Tits. And this is Kevin Goatee signing off.